From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. The best and worst of 2015 lists are everywhere. Best albums, worst movies, top headlines. But we also know that sometimes the most important things in people's lives are not on those lists. At an event hosted by The Nootropic, a local media startup, we asked people what their top story was for 2015.
My name is Noya. I live in Sans Souci, Miami. My biggest story of 2015 would be my move to Miami. I'm finally being able to become my own person, build my own life, and do whatever the hell I want.
My name is Galen Troyer. I live in Miami Beach on South Beach. The most important thing that happened to me this year was that I saw the house I was born in.
My name is Maria, and I live in Miami Beach. My biggest story of 2015 was that I moved into a Buddhist center on Miami Beach, where I am now living and working to help promote peace in the local community.
My name is Raquel Anaya. I live in Cooper City, which is this 4-block radius between Pembroke Pines and Davie up in Broward County. My biggest story of 2015 was going above and beyond to date someone I really shouldn't have dated.
Hey, my name is Juan Burgos. I live in West Kendall. My biggest story of 2015 was Pope Francis visiting the United States. Several of my friends actually went up to Philadelphia to see him. I was following them on Facebook and text messages that they were sending. And I felt like I was part of that group, even though I wasn't there physically. I was there spiritually. It was really beautiful.
My name is Delilah Ulloa. I live in Buena Vista. And my biggest story of 2015 was when I came to a new school. And in my new school, I don't really have many friends. But I met this one friend, but she's kind of really annoying, and she's been ignoring me, and, like, I don't know why, and it's really annoying. So, yeah.
Hello, my name is Tater Reed. I live in Coral Gables, Florida. The biggest story of 2015 was the lack of an event. Pretty much since the beginning of the year, we have been searching for a house, and we have found it incredibly difficult to find a property that is affordable and that is not in total disrepair.
Hi, my name is Luis Mejia. I live in the Westchester neighborhood. My biggest story of 2015 was that this year was the first year where I actually went ahead and addressed that I did have some mental health issues.
My name is Stephanie Smith. I live in Hialeah. And my biggest story of 2015 was when I became an aunt.
Hello, my name is Mildred Petit, and I live in Kendall. My biggest story of 2015 was that I moved away from home for the first time.
My name is Emma Rosenberg. I live in The Grove. My biggest story of 2015 was I got a dog. Her name is Olive.
If you want to share your own top story, tweet us at WLRN using the hashtag TopStory2015. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.